He's got them agencies, and particularly the Defense Department, and he has to get them out to do this. I'll bet you there's saboteurs over there. What do you think?
I'm sure that...
Saboteurs in the bureaucracy that are not buying. You know, I don't know what score is here now. Cat is certainly tougher. We need a tougher man. Should Earth start raising hell?
You mean it's worth getting the money out?
It's the whole point. It's the government that purchases by government are not as high as they ought to be at this point.
The only decline in new orders in February was in the...
Government purchases. We're supposed to be purchasing like hell.
That's the...
Got all that money, all the...
I marked it in the news summary, but I don't know that they follow up on that.
Yes, sir, do they?
Yes, sir.
You remind Schultz of...
Yeah.
God damn it. Ray's holy hell. I saw that thing.
The guy that kicked his lair, because that's the place you can...
All right, remind Larry.
Where that money is.
Remind Larry, and Rush. Get Larry and Rush. Get Rush over here. Larry and Rush over here to get it. You get them. I noticed this guy in figure. And the responsibility is defense, and you gotta do it. And I want to tell him, the president now wants a report. Each week. A weekly report on what they're doing. But I personally want this report. And tell him, the Vietnam report now can be made twice a week. They can reduce that to twice a week. They've been doing it every day. I'm sure you did. But I need one on this each week. Okay? No. Twice a week. Did you think so?
Make this twice a week.
I consider it of urgent importance, and that I want to see twice a week what they're doing to correct this situation. Have Schultz and Weinberger with you, and then call, and you bring in, and you do it at your level, and bring in Laird, bring in Rush, and bring in
Moon, the controller.
Say, now, man, the president wants the president, and he's going to watch it, and he's going to be personally on the phone if he doesn't see some action.
The subcabinet in the White House.
The White House. The Scally, you see, that is distinguished from Henry, the tool operator, who will sell the present. Henry will sell the substance. We give a damn about the substance.
So you gotta wrap some substance in.
Well, it's got no substance.
Hell, yes.
You see, Henry will deal only with substance, you see.
That's the difference. Does it very well to do both, and that's why he's so good.
Because he, and he does it as a Democrat newsman, instead of as a part of the...
Independent.
No, Democrat. He says I'm a Democrat.
That's
my fact that I wasn't.
Was, yeah.
That's great, I'm sure what he is.
But he has a great line, apparently, he leads in, is I was a Democrat, I was a newscaster on television and with Associated Press, and I've observed Richard Nixon since he started his career. I've always been impressed with him as a very able man. But, when I saw him in China, you know, and my admiration went up 40 times, and he, you know, he expands, and his Italian emotion gets going. But that's it, he's just, he can do like one hand.
He needs to go.
No, he's real about this.
He says he doesn't want to, but he loves, he's a camp.
Let me do these things next week, study. Well, you're talking, that's the most important thing you can do right now, he's gotta be our, no question, spokesman. But how are you up to? Everybody wants to hear about the damn trip, talk about that rather than I keep teaching, see. Or busting, all these other things are divisive.
It is.
China's not divisive.
That's right, and just everybody's absolutely fascinated.
It has a lasting impact, you're absolutely right. Sophisticated people still talk about it.
They will a year from now.
Yeah, I agree.
Russian thing will have a lot of fun. That's gonna be so terribly something.
Scally was having some fun today planning with some of his newsmen the inquiry into the State Department on the files of congressmen who have acted with less than proper decorum.
Really? Someone inquired for that?
He's got Bill Gill and Stu Hensley going after it. Demanding from the State Department, the congressman this afternoon demanded the files. And
his mom made a hearing.
No.
A hearing out of the Marshall Green song. And he said, look around the room. He said, look, I know you've got that looking trunk on an airplane. You know, say something about Watts. You know, he was. It's very interesting. Leadership's
wrong. Of course not, but if there is any discreditable bunch in this country, it's the guys sitting up on that hill.
Well, when they go abroad,
they are.
Well, when they go abroad, they're as politics, they're totally uninhibited. And many of them behave well, but many of them, believe me, when they get abroad, first they're waiting their wives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in these foreign countries, they got these counterpart funds, they got unlimited money. They're treated with a great deal of respect. And they do everything.
Oh, they right, rush out over the embassies.
Oh, they kick out, you know, they kick the embassies around.
Sorry.
Painfully, they're arrogant, so many of them. They get drunk, they go, I mean, and another thing too is that they have no sensitivity about having to do the right thing. You know, they go to the goddamn whorehouses and without any, you know, they don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the ambassador at least tries not to do these things.
So we've got that damn diplomatic community, the congressional immunity business, and they can do anything.
Apparently, I talked to McCumber today, and he said that a hell of a lot of had been coming up to him saying, Jesus, you know, we shouldn't really be raising this problem.
They're not treated that way by a lot of businessmen. lot of businessmen are arrogant, so.
But it's the congressmen that they hate.
The congressmen are really horrible, really horrible. Because they're, because, you see, they are, they, the thing that you gotta remember is that you know what counterpart funds are in our shareholders. They can go into many of these countries and they just pick up a bundle of money, right, sir?
Sure, that's.
And then they spend it.
At the carbon.
And also they order embassy personnel out to run errands for them and pin for them and all that stuff.
That one used to be one of the worst offenders, you know, he'd run up $1,000 bills, gifts, counterpart money, bring this up there.
That's what we approached on a congressional counterpart money. Investigation.
Well, I raise this because you may hear from the Secretary of State, because McCumber is very antsy about keeping files on Congress.
Well, the point is,
it will just,
he's not going to avoid that. This isn't Congress, this isn't going to say they're getting this out of the White House, sir.
Oh, no, State Department, that's exactly why I alerted McCumber.
Yeah. And we had inquiries over here.
That's right. And, well, no, but a congressman had raised it on the floor this afternoon, so we'd better be ready.
Did a congressman raise it?
Yes, sir. Speaking
which
of
one?
Congressman Hunt of New Jersey. Probably before later.
He belts him himself. But what did he say?
He simply said there should be as long as Ambassador Watson's record is being made his trip had been made public and he'd been subject to this kind of scrutiny by the Senate committee, that perhaps all of this, perhaps the State Department should produce all of the files on all congressional junkets where there have been any incidents at all, either violating protocol or offensive to those governments.
Starting with Senator Kennedy's night out in Paris, that he's all experienced.
Jesus, that's right.
Well, his night out in Paris and also his trip to Mexico.
And his return from Alaska.
Oh, shit, when he was in Mexico, he was really about them animal, you know. I mean, everybody didn't have it, but I mean, he went far beyond the pale and that stuff. It was all over the country. Understand, I don't want any of them. I mean, I understand these things.
Yeah, but they're going to go on,
but if they're going to take out, they're going to kill Watson because of one drinking episode and trying to fondle a girl on an airplane. For Christ's sakes, then these guys got to stand up and take some.
Well, we ought to recognize we're in the kind of year where it's best if we give them signals early that if they want to play rough, we're going to play rough.
They're going to try and kick back.
That's right. That's why I told off the day. We've got that. That's why I'm sorry we didn't go do anything on that Miami Convention Fund. Well, we can't. We're in a good record. But there must be some things we've got on these sons of bitches. The thing to do is to say we're going to go after them. We're going to investigate grand companies.
We're
going to investigate, I don't know, they're on dope, or we're going to, you know, we're going to investigate their sex life. Anything. That's a thing to do.
We can keep pressing them on the AT&T thing. Bob Dole has gotten a rash of mail on that from all across the country.
Well, that's sort of they dropped it. The media's dropped it like a hot potato.
Well, Bob's going to raise it again this week, ask the FCC to investigate. And he can keep that alive.
They've got this myth that AT&T satisfactorily answered it. But that's a techniconomy. They still haven't. What they've said is they're getting an 80% deposit. Well, no, versus that matter. Point is they haven't got any payment on the $1.5 million that they owed 4 years ago.
That's the issue, whether that's an illegal contribution.
Sure. How long can you carry a bad debt and go on a $1.5 million? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
$1.5 million that they owed from 4 years ago.
Is it still owing that?
Yes,
sir. 4 years they've carried it without interest, which is a loan of contribution. Of course, they carried theirs for 3 years.
So. Yeah, but that's, so what? Ours is paid then.
But the basic
point, we paid out before we went back and asked for more.
The basic point is that we've got to let them know right away, the Democrats, that if they want to go into gut fighting, they'll get gut fighting back. And
yeah,
that more than anything else will
solve. The only thing that keeps them loose, believe me.
That's why we put some goddamn much effort in this IT&T thing. Because if we ever succeed in turning that on, they're going to look several times.
I wish it well. I don't know whether it will. I've the Bureau and all the rest, but thank God. Even if nothing comes out of the typewriter thing, even if nothing comes out of it, you can't get a thing out. Maybe that the Bureau will screw you. Somebody has a spurious stuff that we can give to Jack Anderson.
Well, we have a whole
list. Let's play on Anderson's notoriety now. What the hell? He's a big man.
Let's give him some.
We had a whole plot concocted yesterday.
Well, how about that? That's what I mean. Let's get a whole.
Even if it's not true, he'll print it.
Oh, I got just the scheme for that.
He won't. Just checks it out.
Well, we can get into his office and typed some documents in his office on his typewriter.
Yeah.
On Commerce Department stationery that are explosive. And then get them back, feed them to him. Let him publish them. Get the documents and prove they were typed in his office.
Now, well, that's screwing Jack Anderson. I'm talking about screwing.
Sure, it's screwing him.
Yeah, but let's, why not, instead of screwing Jack Anderson, why not using him also? In other words, giving him some stuff that we've got on other people.
No, because he won't help us.
I disagree. I think he will. I think he'll use anything that builds himself, either way.
Yeah, but his...
And he'd like to do some on the other side to build his own credibility.
His big play this year is to be able to attack the administration. That's going to get him.
Let's try it.
At least you got to say take one out or call.
That's right. Take a dirty story and give it to him and see what happens.
Herb has fed him a few. You know, Herb has kept the relationship with
him. Klein?
Yeah.
And they haven't hit.
Chuck has fed him some too.
I don't think we've had an awful lot of luck with it.
Okay.
I'd kind of like to trap the bastard. I think he can be. That may be there may be a way to do that. We have a fellow who's very eager to try.
Did they get anything on you? I thought there was something.
Been doing a check on him.
Contained on him.
Don't have it yet. There is.
Great if you get him on homosexual.
Is he married?
Well, the reason not that he sure looks at it. He says.
Sure does.
Just has the appearance of it.
He's pretty and he's
yeah, and the way he handled his demeanor is curious.
Well, I think Anderson is.
He acts like
Anderson, I remember from years ago, he's got a strange hands-eye intrusion, those two are the key in Anderson rule.
Anderson's got the cover of Blood of Time and Newsweek next week. It's incredible how they
built
it. Yeah. Incredible how they're building that son of a bitch up. Just incredible.
Oh. He was after making a name and he did it. He didn't care how
building him up on stuff, none of which has yet been proved.
No.
Oh well, the Anderson papers, and of course he got that leak, of course those are true unfortunately. But as far as this stuff is concerned, not a goddamn thing's been proved. One thing and goddamn
zero.
From somebody that was pissed off.
Allende stuff that's been against the media.
Well, it was accurate.
It's all right. Well, only proof.
Fortunately, let me tell you, Time and Newsweek have about as much influence as that desk. And goddamn, those sheets have gone down. In my view, be rare.
They don't have much. They
appeal to the media. They appeal to a certain audience. They appeal to a certain readership that it's important to fight for. But not mass appeal now.
Did you get somebody to work on that? Get somebody to work on that speech to the Canadian legislature? Price to overprice.
Well, get a substitute. Start on the substitute.
Understand, I will not, I can't do a thing on it, so I've got to have something, somebody can look over and say, here's something you can just pick up and read, and I may lose something, but I don't want to have something where I've got to take off a day and write it out that speech.
Right. So you shouldn't, because it isn't working.
Yeah.
You're taking the time.
I'll look at it, if it's just too inadequate, I'll do it away from it.
Plus, we're keeping the thing open. Fox was doing
it. He's going to try the price on the other one when he gets back, the court thing. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that's a very good idea.
The radio speech in the court, yeah.
Should not be the first one, should be the second.
Right.
Oh, nothing could thrill him more, because he's very proud of his wife.
Yeah.
I don't know why, except maybe she's a good cook. Not much else.
How do you know? What else did you try?
Well, it didn't look like that. He's got the consumer index up a point this week, which is one of the biggest ones, he said.
Late date. And yet, but